Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Welcome to the Die As bing, Cast.
Bing, welcome to the bing, Die As Cast.
Bing, bing.
We
will see you all next week.
Sorry. Are you? are you okay, Kevin?
That's the podcast.
It's going real slow.
Yeah. Welcome to the Die As Cast podcast. In our last episode, our players, our characters, had spent the whole episode not realizing the lake of blood was 2 feet deep.
Fuck!
It's coming up.
That was so frustrating, honestly.
What a great recap.
So I've come up with several elaborate
schemes. So it's like a puddle of blood.
They were searching for the portal to the Fae Circle. They had found the portal because of the magic roses, but were frustrated because the portal seemed to disappear and reappear on different parts of the Crimson Lake. They are currently in the Vale of Portals, attempting to enter the portal to the Fae Circle. Gideon, having been nudged forward by an arrow into his rump by Ilex.
Well, yes, that's how it
just
happened.
a little rump nudge.
I said, is given this up anything?
On their wild schemes, and had decided to just wade through the blood directly to the portal. About 40 feet away from the portal, this large, saggy, oozy, blobby,
ponderous,
flabby creature.
Ponderous was in there.
Rolled up above him out of the lake, made holy of blood and despair.
Ugh. Plot monster.
So, let's roll for initiative, everyone.
Ah!
Oh boy.
I love that the two rogue guard people were the ones.
Okay. My initiative 17.
Hell yeah.
I got an 18.
All right.
I got a 13.
And Ilex?
I feel my net tingle across my hips and I say something bad's coming. I get to roll with advantage. I got a 23.
Oh!
Ilex could just solo this. Seriously. Like, we'll just hang.
One shot.
Well,
one shot the clot.
Oh, disgusting phrase. Ooh, so sick.
All right. Tell us about Emma, who will tell us about Ilex.
So, I have this imaginary friend who is a Canadian woman in her 30s who lives in a mythical place called Alberta. And she loves to play Dungeons and Dragons. And that is how she knows me, Ilex, who is here on the shores of the Crimson Lake in the Vale of Portals. And damn if my bear friend isn't just soaked in blood and looking like he's in trouble. Did I put some of the blood there? Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, Gideon. Gideon, duck. And I will take two shots.
But
oh!
At the clot. Does a 19 hit?
A 19 will hit it.
Will hit it.
Okay.
I have a lot I can do. I'm going to hunter's mark this thing.
So, right now, Gideon and the monster are 160 feet from you, by the way, remember.
I will move up 10 feet before I take this shot, and then he's still in my range.
Nice.
All right. I draw my bow. I shoot it, cast Hunter's Mark while the arrow flies, and mark this clot as my favored foe, which means I do the following damage. 11 points of piercing damage for my first attack.
All right, so to move 10 forward, you're in the blood now. Just at the very edge.
I will splash into the bludge. Okay. Bludge. This bludge sludge. Does it seem to be taking piercing damage? Does it splash or anything like that?
It definitely
is saggy, I heard.
It is. It's definitely, yeah. Like it.
All right.
Oh, God. The onomatopoetic way Kevin is describing this monster is the worst part of the show so far.
Does a...
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Disgusting. It's so nasty. Does a 15 hit?
A 15 does hit it.
All right. Oh, damage dice are rolling like trash this morning. That does 8 points of piercing damage on my second attack.
All right. I'll just get you to roll me percentiles, please.
Okay, no problem. I love percentiles. No problem. What does a 3 get me?
It gets you your very own zombie rearing up out of the lake towards you.
Sick.
Yes. Your very own zombie special for you.
Sick, indeed. Oh, God. I can feel it in my feet.
All right. Gideon.
Hey, everybody. I got an arrow in my leg, a song in my heart, and a sword in my hand. I'm Gideon Sweets, and I got a plan for this damn saggy worm. Whatever the hell it is. I think we called it a pancake with tentacles. Here's the deal. I am going to... How big is this thing circumference-wise, would you say?
Circumference?
Or diameter-wise?
Like barrel-shaped? Like, it's pretty... I would say Mondress. It's probably about 3 feet
tubular
in diameter.
Oh.
Maybe 5 feet.
All right, great.
Think of it like a very heavy-set person made completely of blood and sinew.
Ugh. I do not like to think about that.
It's like a blood dwarf.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do.
A very tall blood dwarf.
I'm going to use my object interaction to just like wrap some of the rope, like just secure it around my leg, like wrap it a few times around my leg, and then I'm going to use my movement and bonus action dash to run around this creature a few times and kind of AT-AT it with the rope that's attached to me.
Yes.
Oh, look at him go.
Yes. Yes. All right.
And so if it's 5 feet across, I can get around it 8 times, I believe.
So what you're trying to do is
restrain it, I guess.
Right. Okay. I'll say that that's a grapple. See if you can pin its arms down to its side. But because of the great visual, I'll give you advantage on your grapple.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go.
Not great. 14.
That is enough to grapple.
Oh, I love that.
Yes!
That's such a sick move, Gideon.
Hey, thank you.
Look at how fast he goes out there.
Is it just grappled, or is it also restrained?
What did you get? Is it a 14? Yes, I would say it is restrained.
All right, great. Then I'll use my action to slice at it once.
I think you wrapped it around your leg, or I think you used an action, didn't you?
Object interaction to wrap around the leg. Bonus action movement to run around with the rope.
Oh, object interaction.
The dosh.
Mr. Fancy Pods.
That's right. Yeah. I read the 5e book, baby.
Keep track.
Okay. All right.
Just the one slash. Hero. That is a 25.
Ooh.
That is a hit.
For 7 slashing as I hit kind of thing with my scimitar.
All right. So as you slice at this thing, you can see it sort of tears open like a sack of, you know, rotted meat.
Ew.
Fucking gross, Kevin.
Blood just sort of, blood and chunks of something just sort of plop down on your arm.
Chunks of something? Not blood?
Mystery meat.
Bologna.
Pink slime.
All right.
Oh, sorry. I should double check. Okay, great. I forgot that I had advantage. I just want to make sure I didn't quit.
And did you fully describe Gideon? Bib?
He's a panda bear folk rogue, and he's got blood on him, and he's a panda. And if you're not here to know about that, then I don't want you here. But thank you for listening to the Dias Cast podcast.
Also, you use sneak attack, right? Because you have advantage.
Oh, shit. I don't know how to play Dungeons & Dragons.
Nobody knows how to play Dungeons & Dragons.
Yay, we're all learning again.
Brand new.
Brand new game.
That is another 13 damage.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thank you, Diego. Oh, my God.
Fuck to the yes.
Yes, that's why I'm the cleric.
I had a little moment of like, man, rogues kind of suck. 9 damage? That's too bad.
Gideon, can I get you to roll me percentiles, please?
Oh no.
Geez.
It's what landed on my
we
arm, I
We don't
bet.
Like that.
No, we don't.
88.
All right.
808 and heartbreaks.
Okay.
Maddie, tell us about Maeve. And then choose your action.
What? I don't like that the percentage just like has no concept. What happened?
Why doesn't he get his own zombie?
I cannot tell you.
Oh, awesome.
Man.
We love this game.
This
lake
sucks. This forest sucks.
Hate it here. I'm leaving. Hello. My name is Maeve, obviously. I am in the pool of blood, obviously. Anyway, fuck it, we ball. Oh!
However, I'm going to need a wisdom saving throw from you, Maddie.
Oh,
what?
What?
For what?
Okay. Yes.
You can have it at advantage.
Oh,
stupendous. Okay.
Leland's a good wisdom buffer.
He's very wise. He's yucky, but he's wise. Oh, that's so solid. Sick. 22.
All right. Ooh. So the smell of the blood is tempting, but not too distracting.
Oh, I knew you were going to fucking do that to me. I am salivating a little bit. Not too bad yet, though, guys. Really hungry,
like
but not too bad.
Pie of blood.
Hungry, but not hangry. We are okay.
People are walking in it. That's not very... You don't eat food after people walk in it.
Well, you do not know me very well, Alex. Okay, Maeve is going to use some of her movement and run forward into the lake, right beside Ish, Alex, and I'm going to Sacred Flame... the blood zombie.
Nice. However, I will have to get... going to get you to roll me another wisdom saving throw, this time without advantage, because you are standing in the middle of this blueberry pie.
What?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay.
You're right.
You just see Maeve's eyes kind of like... You see Maeve's eyes kind of like glaze over. That is a...
Oh, fuck.
Eight.
An eight? All right, I'm afraid maybe you can't do anything except just dive into that blood and just almost just having so much fun enjoying
Maeve.
And eating and drinking that blood. It is the best day of your life.
Oh, no, that's gross. That's been on the ground, Maeve. No.
5 second rule.
It's been here for more than 5 seconds.
It's been more than five
it's
seconds.
The ground. Nope. You're eating the ground.
Nope. Awesome. Cool. I'm really happy that my turn was so effective, you guys. I'm really helping.
So, what you see...
Gideon looks down at himself covered in blood and starts weeping. Because he knows he's fucking mixed.
Nom, nom.
Oh, my God.
And you see this, like, Maeve-shaped porpoise sort of just moving through the water.
So at least she's like... deep.
With the blood, like, no shame. She's, like, fully face in there. Hair matted down. Looking like Carrie. It's a baleful
she
sight.
The full Carrie, exactly.
Maeve. She can't swim in water, but damn, could she swim in blood.
That's the secret.
It's 2 feet
deep. Oh, her
deep,
space
y'all.
Buns.
My space buns, yeah. Oh boy, they're going to be crusty after this.
Okay, and I am going to get you to do a percentage roll for me as well, please.
I don't like these.
God. Don't roll 88. He won't tell you
or
what it
a
is.
Three.
I don't like these, and I don't like you very much. 40.
All right.
And what it says beside 40 is you have to tell us.
it's the asterisk.
Yeah, so when you look at the table, it says players the following.
Tell your
every
players.
Every percentile right. Roll result.
Yeah.
Henceforth.
I just love that visual of me splashing around next to Alex. Alex is trying to fight, and all she can see is Maeve splashing around beside her.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and we are at Potemkina.
Potemkin is fighting. Potemkin. Really? Wow.
Let's go.
Thanks,
wow.
Potemkin. Gosh.
Finally.
Better than last time when
Potemkin
she just made
a what do you know about these things?
I know squat about
these
things.
She's the one that called them the guardians.
She is going to cast Catapult on the one near Ilex.
Right.
She picks up a small chunk of quartz on the shore of the Crimson
That's
Lake.
That's a nice stone.
She lets it fly, and it blows this big hole through Ilex's zombie.
Oh, God, I thought...
Oh, I thought she just killed Ilex.
Through Ilex.
Through Ilex's face.
Ow.
And Chisk.
Kevin. I'm so sorry, Chisk. I'm so sorry. Never mind.
No, go
I just
for
want to
go
know what
it.
Happens Never to mind. These things when they are like pierced. This hole, does it close back up? Does it, like if it's a bag of liquid?
Yeah. So it sort of all oozes back together and more blood is constantly just streaming and leaking from these things.
Okay. Thanks for that disgusting Bloody visual. Nose. Sorry, Chisk, you were saying?
Hi, everyone. My name is Chisk. As you might know, I'm a piney cleric. And I'm very happy that I'm not dying as my tree friends around the lake are.
And also your friends in the lake.
And also my friends in the lake are not in the lake. Oh, man. This Maeve thing really changed my course of action.
You're telling me, brother.
I am going to run into the lake.
Everybody's in the lake. It's a pool party.
Everybody in the lake. Everybody in the lake getting tipsy.
I'm gonna run.
Someone help. I cut this monster open and something fell on me.
I'm coming, Gideon. I'm coming. I'm gonna rush towards the monster, the big monster. And as I pass by, I'm just gonna like tap Maeve's head and taps Ilex's head as well. They're like, you're blessed. Okay, see ya.
Maeve's head is
and just
wet.
Keep running. Oh, just be safe.
Everybody,
and I'm going to cast Bless on the three of us.
Okay.
And I'll just run the 30 feet okay. that I have.
Roll me percentiles, please.
13.
A third blood zombie rises up next to you.
Fuck.
Wait, there's three?
There's three? I thought there was only two.
I thought there was only two.
There were only two, and with your running in or something, the blood surface swirls, and another one rises up.
No, sorry, where did the second one come from?
There was only one before.
Are they the same? Is the one fighting Gideon the same as the ones that have arisen beside me and Chisk?
They look the same. Is that what you're asking?
Oh,
I thought I was fighting a big tentacle thing.
We thought Gideon's was like a big daddy, and then the little ones were just little daddies. But they're all the same daddy.
They're all little daddies.
They're all daddies.
The same daddy. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, frick.
Oh, man. Oh, frick.
Man, oh, frick.
I think the move is to just get away.
Yeah. Well, we need to get to the door.
Fast.
Do we? I feel so good just staying here.
Maeve. You are clouded by hunger. You're not you when you're hungry.
That's funny. All right.
No inspiration for you.
Do I get inspiration, Kevin? Do I get inspiration?
Absolutely can.
What?
Yes.
Amazing.
Turns out all you have to do
is a couple of dad puns and you're inspired. All right, Gideon. This thing reaches out this sort of saggy arm.
He can attack me, but he would have to roll with disadvantage.
Right. He rolled a 19, though.
Not great. Awesome.
He slams into you, and you take 15 points of damage.
Ooh. Oh,
okay.
Bludgeoning damage?
It's bludgeoning.
Hey.
And you feel a chill in your soul as you experience necrotic damage as well. This voice is perfect for saying necrotic.
Okay.
Second zombie reaches again this thing to try to hit Ilex, but only gets a 12. Is that going to hit you, Ilex?
It's not. A few drops of blood splash across my face. I smear them.
Money. That's what money smells like.
Ilex, it is your turn.
I dodge the blood fist. And I say, we've got to get out of here. I'm going to reach down and grab Maeve's hand, because she's near me, and pull her up out of the blood. Hey, I know you're hungry, but we are in great danger, and I don't think we can be here anymore. Will you come with me?
Where are we going?
I'm going to disengage.
Where could possibly be better than this?
Disengage from the blood monster, sort of help Maeve to get onto my back and run.
I would say you could do all of those things, but not also disengage. So you could run, but you'd get a free shot on you.
That's fine. Take a shot on me. Let's go.
Oh, all right. Oh, baby.
While you guys are struggling, Maeve, first of all, I'll let you have a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, how generous.
Add your d4.
Blessed. Hoo-wee. That's not good. That's even worse. Okay, that's a 10.
All right, so you still want to stay there.
Fuck!
So, effectively,
Ilex
is trying to grapple you, take you away from your blueberry pie. So I'll get the two of you to do a contested grapple.
You're not my mom!
I'm not your mom. But I'm not going to let you drown in this lake.
I got a nat one.
I got a 15.
Right. All right. So you are.
Put me down.
Yeah. So it's sort of like a 2-year-old Maeve kind of pouting with her arms crossed as she gets hauled out of the lake,
just soaked in blood.
And it's splashing up onto my face and in my hair, and what's just sort of carrying you.
Yeah. It's like, it's good. It's great. All right. So this thing swings to hit you. This time it gets a 19.
That hits.
And you take 14 points of damage from the hard hitting.
Yeah, they're not nice.
All right. I'm going to move my full 45 feet away from it.
All right.
And take Maeve with me.
I hate to be the narc. Is Maeve still unwilling?
Do I have half speed?
Yeah.
That's fine.
If you're dragging an unwilling creature, it's half speed.
You freaking narc.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. All right. I'm going to move my... I'm going to go half speed because I'm carrying a squirming teenager. And I... half of 45 is 22 feet.
Right.
Splash, 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 splash.
All right. So you are basically... splash, you're splash. 20 feet inland now, or back on the shore.
No. Towards the portal.
Oh, you're heading deeper into the lake.
Yes.
Love it.
Oh, no. This is just what I wanted.
I love this game.
I don't care what you want. We're going in.
Love it.
Love it.
I've never heard my father say that.
All right. Okay, good. That's good. I like it. Gideon.
I like it too. Thanks for saying that.
I will... Yeah, I'm 40 feet from it. Okay, so I will bonus action disengage.
Okay.
And then I will move, and I think I have to action dash to get to this portal.
Right.
I just want to, just since we're all kind of moving towards it, I just want to, like, can I use an object interaction to, like, double check it or, like, toss something through it or, like is it working?
Yeah.
Is it a door? Can I open it?
It's, as far as you can see, it's just a yellow door right now.
Okay, well, I'll approach it and try the handle.
Yeah, so the handle will, the door will open up into bright sunlight, hazy sunlight.
Okay, so then I'll turn around and just take a strong hold on the rope and go, I think we're in business. Move ass.
Ugh. All right.
I meant to say haul ass. Nope. I don't think move ass is a phrase.
Move ass is
that's all the phrase.
I'm very bloody. Move ass.
Chisk, partners? Oh, wait.
Wow. Wow, Chisk. Huh. Group leader, I guess.
In my mind, I've always been the leader.
That makes sense to me.
That's actually really nice to think about, kind of.
He just didn't want to talk about
it. Oh, boy.
So he's got the door open. Maeve, you are being hauled. Roll me another saving throw.
Is your D4.
Fucking come on. Nat 1.
Oh, no. Oh, all right. So,
jeez Louise.
See if you can free yourself from the grip of your stepmother, your evil stepmother, Ilex.
You wish.
I was like, pardon me? She's here?
Where is she?
You're having flashbacks to your stepmother not letting you have as much blood as you wanted for dessert.
Come on, Maeve.
Only got a 9. So,
stay with me. Do you need me to roll contested, Kevin?
Yes, please.
If you get less than a 9, this will be a sad day.
And I'm blessed. Ha ha ha. I got a 13. Okay. I know you want to go. Stay with me. Come on. Stay with me.
This sucks.
You can help me.
All right, Maeve. I'll get you to roll piece of tiles, please.
No more. I'm scared. Oh, that was not on the table. 61.
All right. Put Demkin.
Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin.
Potemkin looks over at Chisk and says, do we go into the blood or do we stand here and blast them? You feel to be... like to be the leader.
I would never say that. But let's go to the door.
All right. Should we bless this zombie that is chasing Alex? Or the one that...
Bless the zombie?
Yes.
Bless the zombie?
No, blessed. Blessed. Oh, can you understand the English I'm speaking?
Oh, blast. I see. Yes, blast it.
She blows another hole through this zombie, and she
moves kill it.
Into the blood.
Let's go, Potemkin.
And she rolls percentiles. Okay, we are at...
What did she roll?
She rolled an 85.
You don't want it in the 80s. He won't tell you.
Weird shit happened in the movies.
All right. The blood zombie on Chisk reaches for Chisk.
Oh, God.
And only rolls a 7, so that is a miss, I am assuming.
Parry with my shield.
And it's your turn, Chisk.
I will just take an opportunity attack and just dash all the way to the door. That's another 60 feet closer.
All right, this time you are smacked. You take 9 points of damage.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Gideon's blood zombie comes clambering after Gideon.
It's got it. It's currently it can't. It's restrained.
Right. It's got to break free of its restraint.
Got to break free.
I got to break free.
It does not. It's still wrapped up in the cords.
It just can't break free from those cords that my panda friend put there last turn.
Yeah. Alex, are you a bard?
I don't know. Maybe. I've never tried.
I think you might be.
Maybe I am.
You're a bard and you didn't know.
All right. Alex, you see this tall, willowy blonde woman, quite thin and elegant, stride out of the woods. As she moves forward,
what?
There is this flash of yellow light, and the blood zombie that was chasing you begins to solidify into stone.
Oh,
hello?
And she says, hello, I'm here to assist you if I can.
Well, thank you. Who are you?
Oh, my name is Petra.
Petra. Petra. Can I be clever enough to put the yellow to the yellow to the yellow? Is this... If I make some sort of insight check, is that a sign this person is connected to the Fae village? The yellow roses, the yellow door, the yellow dress, the yellow magic.
Ah, okay, yeah. Roll me a nature check.
Nature?
14 or better.
18.
This woman is a Medusa.
Ha!
And what do I know about Medusas, Kevin, with an 18 nature check?
Ha!
They are often, but not always, evil. They like to be left alone, and they are often associated with sacred groves or sacred areas inside the forest.
Sick.
Is this your lake? I'm sorry, we're just trying to get out.
She says, it's not my lake. This is the Crimson Lake. But my father, the guardian of the portals, is hurt. And because of that, he's unable to hold back the blood zombies. I felt it was my responsibility to... And she lets out this cry as a bunch of goblins come running out of the woods and one of them sinks an arrow into the Medusa's back.
Oh my God.
What's happening?
What? Our goblins?
Ah! Okay, Maeve, hold on.
Huh?
Oh my God. Okay. Is it my turn?
Let's see, whose turn is it? It is... Oh, the Ilex blood zombie. It starts to move forward.
I thought he just got turned to stone.
He is in the process of being turned to stone.
Right.
From the Medusa's gaze. And he indeed
always on that grind.
Turns into sort of this scabby, dark brown stone statue.
Oh, no. This episode sucks.
That's so gross to think about.
Blood.
Flabby, saggy.
Scabby clot.
Fart, bud.
Poopy, pee pee poo poo.
Poopy clot, poopy, scab.
Lots of poop goblins. All right, whatever.
We are children.
Do the goblins look like Suskin?
And we will leave it there for today.
What? Do they have the swirl?
No.
This is so fucked up.
It's like things just keep happening to us.
Yeah.
Literally. We find ourselves in the wrong places at the wrong
time. I had an offline meeting with Kevin, and one of my things was like, we're like halfway into 7 things. I think we need to finish 1 or 2 things.
And he was like, how about 8 things?
Yeah.
Let's too bad. Here's a Medusa. Here's a Medusa, idiot.
A nice dumbass. Medusa. Whose dad...
Thank you very much to Cobalt Press for all of the Midgard material, to Maps and Melody for the sweet jams that you heard in this episode, and to Morgan Ermter for all the graphic design work done for the Die As Cast podcast.
Yay.
Give me your handles, and if you have stuff to plug, Diego.
Hello. You can follow me on all social medias. TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. What are other ones?
Mastodon.
Twitch. Twitch. No, I'm not.
Okay, sorry.
Diego Strettle. Also, I have a very small part in the newest Resident Evil remake. So go play that as well. I have a little part there. You can hear me screaming for my life.
Aw. That's sweet.
Maddie.
That's sweet.
You can follow me on Instagram at Madeline Hunter Smith and on Twitter at Madeline H. Smith if you want.
Emma.
Hey, I'm at Cinder Emma B on Instagram.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Diaz Cast, and on the web, diazcast.com.
You could use the hashtag the Diaz Cast, and we'll find it and retweet you, and I love it. If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns about the show, you can email me at griffin@diazcast.com. You can find me on all platforms at Griffin Cork, and if you're in Canada, and if you got Crave, you can hear me on Pirates as the big burly Scott, who kind of sounds like this. And I actually originated this voice off of a D&D character.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.